RNZ Pacific News, Maloni, I'm Sil Manutev, I'm Ta Whai. The leader of Papua New Guinea has dismissed a suggestion by President Joe Biden that his long-lost uncle may have been eaten by cannibals in PNG as a slip of the tongue. James Marape said his country did not deserve to be labelled in such a way. At a memorial service for missing US service personnel last week, Mr. Biden said his relative had never been found after his plane came down over Papua New Guinea during the Second World War. He told reporters there were a lot of cannibals in the area. James Marape told reporters relations with Washington were stronger than one blurry moment. The Solomon Islands caretaker Prime Minister says if he wins the national election, there is a lot of work to be done. Manase Songavari has been re-elected in East Swaziland, the opening move into the political chess match to form the next government of Solomon Islands. In an interview with Tawhiri News, Manase Songavari says if he is lucky enough to be re-elected, that is when the real work begins.
If God willing that the government come back, Lahanulo Mifalkan, of course. We have a lot of progress, a lot of reforms that Mivol bills have to go to Parliament. There's a lot of things. The next five years will be a very, very interesting year. There's a lot of reforms by happening, a lot of things by happening as well too.
As of Monday morning, our party, the largest single grouping in the last coalition government, was in the lead with more than 60% of votes counted. There's growing concern over the Cook Islands' dealings on a cryptocurrency bill before Parliament, which allegedly could be used to hack into systems around the world. An expert says the bill has far-reaching and potentially serious international ramifications. The Cook Islands Minister of Justice, Vaini Mac-Mokoroa, says the bill needs to be reworked.
There are a lot of parts in the bill that are reason for concern and debate. Our local companies in the offshore banking sector are very worried. They say their industry will be affected by this proposed bill, and there are a lot of points being brought up that need to be looked at in more depth.
The bill allows for recovery agents to use a variety of means, including hacking, to investigate and find cryptocurrency that may have been used for illegal means or as the proceeds of crime. Fiji's Ministry of Health and Medical Services is warning members of the public to be aware of the incorrect free medical insurance posts circulating on social media. The ministry says they appear to be an attempt to mislead the public. The ministry says it does not offer free medical insurance for people over 50, as stated in the incorrect posts. The Ministry of Health and Medical Services is working with the Department of Information and the Fiji Police Force Cybercrime Unit about the posts. A Tongan-born Auckland women's organisation, La Langa, aims to practically support schools and excite students about school. Recent New Zealand attendance figures showed for the last quarter of last year, regular attendance has improved, but still remains well below pre-pandemic figures. Lisieli Oliver says she grew up in poverty and education has transformed her life. She says in August 2020, she felt like she had achieved what her family had moved to New Zealand to achieve, but others were not so lucky.
And it was then that I started to realise that Māori and Pacifica students were still struggling and quite alarmed and surprised at it, especially in an age where technology was growing and moving, and couldn't understand how we're living in a technological age and our students are still struggling and still experiencing the same problems that I did when I was growing up.
La Langa has worked with 10,000 students in the 3.5 years it's been running. Consumer NZ is calling for more transparency around whether airlines are charging fair ticket prices. Air New Zealand is hiking its domestic airfares from today. The airline says it's been absorbing cost increases of around 30%, which can't continue. Consumer NZ Chief Executive John Duffy says the cost of fuel and staff has risen, and it is legitimate for the airline to say costs have increased.
The problem we have is that we just don't know how far the price increases are justified, and we think it's time for a bit more transparency in how airline travel in New Zealand is priced.
John Duffy wants to see the Commerce Commission intervene in a similar way as it has in the supermarket and banking sectors. In world news, the opening day of Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial has adjourned until tomorrow after lawyers made their opening statements. The court also began hearing from the first witness, a former National Enquirer publisher, David Pecker. Mr. Pecker took the stand to testify about his role in what prosecutors say was a scheme to suppress negative information about Mr. Trump ahead of the 2016 election. Donald Trump has denied falsifying business records to cover up a hush money payment to adult film actress Stormy Daniels ahead of the election. Donald Trump has again claimed that the legal cases against him are part of a witch hunt as he arrived for the opening statement in his unprecedented criminal trial in New York. The former US president claimed the proceedings were preventing him from campaigning for November's election, in which he's the Republican candidate. Mr. Trump addressed reporters outside the court.
These are all Biden trials. This is done as election interference. Everybody knows it. I'm here instead of being able to be in Pennsylvania and Georgia and lots of other places campaigning. And it's very unfair. Fortunately, the poll numbers are very good. They've been going up because people understand what's going on. This is a witch hunt.
In sport, more Pacific football players are set to have the opportunity to play Junior Grade Australian Football League, or AFL, in Queensland, Australia. This follows the Australian government and the AFL teaming up to enhance high-performance pathways for footballers across the Pacific region. The Pacific Oz Sports Program's new four-year partnership will find and develop players, coaches and umpires. Players will get to train and gain placement with the Gold Coast Suns and Brisbane Lions academies, where they will be exposed to high-level competition. The Black Ferns have announced five new players in their contract list for the upcoming season. Four players have also returned to the national side after missing last year's due to injury, childbirth and non-selection. The newcomers are Atlanta Lolohea, Hannah King, Kalia Awa, Ma'ama Veipulu and Maya Joseph. One full-time contract is still up for grabs. The Black Ferns open their season against the USA in Hamilton on May 11th. And Kiwi racing driver Scott Dixon rates his latest IndyCar win as one of the most stressful of his career. Dixon has won the Grand Prix of Long Beach, the 57th victory of his career, to move up to second in the championship. He sits second on the all-time winners list, 10 behind American legend AJ Foyt. In what became a battle of race strategies, Dixon made his second pit stop earlier than the other drivers and went into fuel-saving mode late in the race.
The stress level was high. You know, those guys were coming fast and strong. We were kind of off by a lap or two of making it easy. I think other fuel races I've done have had it under control for the whole stint, but last two laps, team came on, said, so just go for it. We got plenty of fuel and away we went, man.
Dixon dedicated the win to New Zealand motorsport benefactor Sir Colin Giltrap, who died last week. That's your latest RNZ Pacific news and sport. For more stories, go to rnzi.com.